Okay, so let's begin. We're on page 568. We're going to start the topic of Hillel today, praising. The learning is always should be a Schosil and Neshama for Chaim Elozer ben Shemsharia and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion, and should be a Schos for Fur Shleim of Chaim Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Menorachel, Chanalia ben Shein Rachel, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a Schos for all those in the Makom Sakana and Eretz Yisrael those risking their lives to protect them. So he says like this. He says, Roi Lahalol Hashem. It's proper for a person to praise Hashem, HaKol HaToyva She'oisi Imanu, for all of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. Af She'ilu Pinoi Mali Shira Lo Naspik LaHalei Lo Demiya Tehila. We say in Nishmas, we say that even if our mouth was full of praise and filled with song and we had unlimited resources, we still could not properly praise Hashem. And so essentially what we're saying is that it's better to be quiet because it's so inadequate for us to praise Hashem that it's better off to be quiet. And the fact that we're quiet and we recognize that we can't sufficiently praise Hashem is in itself a praise. So you would say, so just be quiet. Don't praise Hashem because there's no limit to how much you need to do. Al kaponim, but nevertheless, b'loy klomi yafshar. It's not possible to do nothing. You can't just sit back and basically take it easy and say nothing. Again, even though you'll never fulfill your obligation, but still, it's proper for a person from time to time, pkida, and from day to day to think about it. Hashem, and to thank and praise Hashem. Despite the fact it's not for him that you're doing it. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it to create a recognition within you of how much we need to thank Hashem. And the only way to do that is not by skipping it completely, but rather by doing it, even if it's inadequate. Especially when you're talking about something specific that you were successful, take if Hashem should immediately be present. So if a person makes a shidduch, if a person has a business deal, if a person is successful in some way that you were hoping and you were anxious about, and now it comes true, so you should, especially in those moments, stop and thank Hashem. And you should say, praise this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has done a tremendous kindness for me. And Hashem helped me accomplish this and this, whatever it was. So don't be silent, even though it might be insufficient, but praise Hashem. And even if you're not going to fulfill your complete obligation, but at least in special moments in your life, have a hakara, have a recognition of Hashem. And as I said, you're not doing it for God, you're doing it for yourself. And let's say Nebuch, a person is going through a lot of troubles, you should still praise Hashem. Who has given us an opportunity to be amongst those about who it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the ones he loves, and not from those who are included in the ones that Hashem repays the enemies in this world so that they can be punished in the next world. So even if a person is going through a lot of stressful situations or unfortunate circumstances, it's still appropriate to praise Hashem and accept the Yisurin Shalava, which is something I remember Lizzie always used to say. Yisurin Shalava used to always be thankful, despite what he was going through, about the fact that putting it in perspective and saying, this is a recognition that God loves me. And you should also be thankful that whatever you got, it could be worse, could always be worse. Ki hu racham badin, Hashem is still, even in judgment, there's rachmanus. And he collects a person's debts from good fortune. So, meaning that a lot of times HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us financially instead of punishing us physically. And so we have to be thankful for those moments when a business deal goes bad or we lose a client or, something breaks and we have to pay excessive amounts of money to fix it. We should be thankful. Yes, it's a punishment, but at least I got a punishment this way and I didn't get a punishment physically. And even if you do get punished physically, it could always be worse. And you have to be thankful that even whatever you got, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still, tempered the punishment a little bit. And let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu heaped tremendous good on you. It's fitting and it's almost necessary to praise Hashem, who showered this goodness on you without merit, only through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanas. Because we can never do enough to show Hashem the kindness, or to thank Hashem for the kindness that He showered upon us. And the fact that Hashem does miracles for us and does chesed for us And he doesn't expect anything in return because Hashem lacks nothing. So what a chesed it is every time God does good to us. He doesn't need us. It's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our praises or needs our thanks. So every moment that we're alive, that God wants us to be alive, that God is giving us breath and the ability to breathe and the ability to learn and the ability to work and do Avodas Hashem, we have to be thankful for, because every moment is a moment of Rachmanas. Because there are those greater than us who lack anything good, even basic needs. And you have to humble yourself. Instead of becoming haughty and have gaiva as a result of your accomplishments, you have to humble yourself and instill in your heart a complete belief that everything you have, all success that you have, came from God. Everything is from His hand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts a person's actions. Al achas kama v'kama, and how much more so? Roy lahalal Hashem. It's fitting to praise Hashem. Ho'ish asher hedef Hashem tuva yalav b'tuvas hanefesh. That when it comes to ruchnias, a person who is successful in ruchnias, how much more so a person needs to be thankful. V'zikahu li yischelkom yosher beis hamedrash. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to be amongst those who learn in the beis medrash. V'chanonai chachma v'das. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu graciously gave us wisdom and understanding. Ve'ala kol, and above all, im chanonai Hashem li'yoshalim ve'ez amidas tavis, if Hashem gave us the ability to be complete in a certain midah, u'lahakir ezoi derech yishara, or to recognize the proper path, yoysem me'acher more than others, asher darkim yishara ve'ineim, who it may appear to them that they're doing the right thing, v'ayolam he'okai le'mishar, and even the crooked is straight in their eyes, you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's making two very important points here. First of all, the fact that we live a life where we recognize Torah and we are kaveh ha'itim, right? All of us here right now, and anyone listening to this who's taking time out of his day to listen to a Musar Shir, that in and of itself needs a certain praise, needs thanks to Hashem. Hashem, thank you for giving me the recognition to understand that this is something that's important, because there are so many people that don't learn Musar and that think that everything is great and there's nothing for them to work on. And God is pleased with them, and they've reached their pinnacle of their avodas Hashem. And yet, we don't have that. We recognize our shortcomings. So the fact that we recognize our shortcomings, that is something to praise Hashem. And furthermore, he says, Hashem presents a certain mitzvah opportunity or saves you from an avera. These are kindnesses that are greater than the entire life in Olam Haba. Meaning that any time that we are presented with a mitzvah or we are able to overcome an aveira, that's a chesed that Hashem again gave us that ability to do that. So, not just see the way we look at it is okay, I have bechira, I chose to do good. So, Hashem, you know, like I get credit, like give me credit, you know, because I chose to do good. When really, everything leading up to that, the fact that I'm alive, the fact that I have bechira, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the ability to overcome my yetzer hara, all of that is all really gifts from Him to begin with. So I really have nothing to take credit for. What am I taking credit for? Hashem gave you all the tools. He gave you the knowledge. He gave you the ability. And now you're using the tools that He gave you to make a choice. But you really have to be thankful for everything leading up to that choice, Hashem helping you pass that choice, pass that test, every aspect of it. Needs chesed. And instead of us turning around and saying, I deserve schar, we have to recognize, I don't necessarily deserve schar. Because what did I really do? Every step along the way is all because of siyata d'shmaya that I got from Hashem. And it really puts in perspective a person's mind, right? That we think we do a lot of good and we deserve rewards. And in our minds, you know, we judge Hashem a lot of times. I deserve this, right? I got up from minyan. I'm kaveh ha'itim. I do all these things, Hashem. Why are you not, you know, giving this thing that I really, really want? And the answer is that we need to recognize that everything that we have, including the tools and the abilities and the decision-making process that we have, all that in and of itself is rachmanus and chesed from Hashem, and we need to be thankful for it. Kol shekein kal v'chomer mishehedif. I'm sorry, to skip. Bim amru b'melech, and if it's said regarding a king, shekevan shekara, that once he bows at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Shoveinu Zakev, he doesn't straighten up until he finishes. So apparently, regarding a melech has to keep himself bent during Shemoneh Esrei to demonstrate this extra humility for Hashem, because Hashem made him basically the ruler. Kol shekein v'kav v'chomer, certainly, mi shehedef lo Hashem toives ha-nefesh kama v'kama. So that's a physical thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated you amongst other human beings. But now if Hashem gave you a ruchniyastika sort of elevation, right? Not a physical one, not like being a king or being a president, but lahavdil, more importantly, gave you a elevation spiritually, which is all that really matters. So how much more so a person is obligated to humble himself. He avzu matas elikimhi, saying, I was diminished by the kindness, because this is really a gift from Hashem. A person has to give thanks and bless Hashem for this gift. And he says, and this is what we're discussing, one aspect of the mitzvah given to us by the Chachamim, to read the Hallel when a miracle happens, or a Yeshua comes to Klal Yisrael, as is written in Sefer Charedim. And that's, it's recognizing this idea that Katayti Mikol Chasadim, that I really don't deserve whatever God is doing for me. I really don't deserve it. But for whatever reason, Hashem chose us, and because we were Zaycheh, I say this all the time, we won the real lottery. You know, many of us say, why can't I just win the lottery? I bought by a scratch off ticket, win for life, and I should be all set for life. But the truth is, we have to stop and say, we won the spiritual lottery, right? We're not too extreme one way or the other. We were born into perfect moderation in terms of Yiddishkeit, right? We're not too far off the deep end to the right. We're not too far off the deep end to the left. And we have a recognition of the true religion in the world. And we won the spiritual lottery, essentially. And what a tremendous chesed that is, and how much hakaras hatov we have to have. Basically, we can't praise God enough to thank Him for basically having us born into a family and giving us that recognition. Like I said, where anyone who's listening to this shiur today certainly recognizes Musar and recognizes that it's helpful. And that recognition alone, and that choice that we made, we also have to be thankful to Hashem for helping us come to that level of recognition.